Judge for yourself.
I had formed a higher opinion of your ability to make decisions, Mr. Murdoch. The rest is to dance time, friend. You like music, friend? I like music. I love music. I like all kinds of music. Oh. Maybe he'll talk to you now, I think.
Prop him up in a chair facing the wall. I told you I can't bear the sight of your handiwork. And don't put that thing away. In case
there's more music. There he is. All tuned up for you.
That's better. You're a stubborn man, Mr. Murdoch. Your whole attitude, I find, thoroughly aggravating.
What time is it?
That seems a little beside the point. It happens to be 10:45 or thereabouts.
You lick, Martinelli. 10:45. Manager, Hotel Southern. Phone me here.
Don't fall for that.
Shut up. Yes, Mr. Murdoch, do go on. I'm most interested.
He's just with a mouth.
Wrong as usual. Yes? This is Mr. Martinelli. No, Sanderson. Mr. Murdoch is not here. I haven't seen him tonight.
That's the right answer. Now you're really taken care of.
In what manner, if I may ask?
Sanderson's got a letter I wrote. If I'm not back at the hotel by 11:15 to collect it myself.
He's to call the police department and turn it over to them.
Are you going for that garbage?
And just what does this fascinating letter contain, Mr. Murdoch?
Evidence that a couple of cheap guns named Martinelli and Kraus dropped Johnny Preston on the Tarpon Springs Road. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Take Mr. Murdoch to the Hotel Southern. Walk arm in arm with him like the best of friends, with your hand on the gun in your pocket. Go directly to the elevators. Our bruised guest's hat well down over his face. Mr. Murdoch will call the manager and tell him to bring the letter up to his room. Station Mr. Murdoch in the bathroom with the door open. He will call out to Sanderson to give you the letter. Bring the letter back here together with Mr. Murdoch. Is that clear?
As glass. Of course, too many letter, Father. I was just kicking on first down and praying for a break, which it didn't look like there was any coming up.
Hold it, you, Murdoch. I've been chasing you for 6 blocks.
Oh, hello, Lieutenant.
What went over you?
Hands with my friend Kraus, Lieutenant Kincaid of the Homicide Squad.
Haven't I seen you around?
Frisk him, copper. He's got a gun.
The other guy, Murdoch! Follow!
But they didn't get me. Not yet, anyway.
Then it's this man, Martinelli. That's
yes, Martinelli. But as I've been telling it to you, I've been thinking. I'm not so sure. I remember there was a whiff of jasmine before I was knocked out. Maybe it was her. Suddenly I got a feeling I know it was.
Jasmine.
You're in a bad way, my boy. Let me get you something.
Oh, thanks anyway.
Well, a bit of brandy at least. I think if I ask Father Donnelly, he might find that he has some right there in the rectory. Well, for medicinal purposes, of course, you understand. It won't take me a minute. I'll get it for you. Oh. Before I see Father Donnelly, there's just one little thing I'd like to ask you. Just how are we going to handle this? The two of us, I mean. Of course, my boy, you want me in this with you, don't you? Don't you? Why, all is holy, you don't.
Rip, what have they done to you?
Come closer and you can see. Come on, closer. There. That's about right. Get me a drink. Stabbed him in the back at the same time.
Rip.
And I heard of another girl that kissed a girl. Had the smell of jasmine in her hair.
Jasmine?
And Martinelli's office all around me and behind me just before the lights went out.
Oh, Rip.
And when I woke up, they turned the radio on and played music. Mr. Krause likes music. You like music, honey?
Was the window open in Martinelli's office?
Go ahead. Why don't you tell me the story about the guy with the dream? Starts out there with a young professor.
The smell of jasmine is very strong in Martinelli's office when the window's
open. Ends up with something about his friend.
Night-blooming jasmine grows all through this part of the country.
You think fast, don't you, sweetheart?
I want to hate you for thinking a thing like that. But I can't. You can say anything. What does a girl have to do with you? Turn inside out to make you see.
You know, you do awful good. I came here to... Go ahead, put Christmas in your eyes and keep your voice low. Tell me about paradise and all the things I'm missing. I haven't had a good laugh since before Johnny was murdered.
Oh, Rip.
I'm not the type that tears do anything to. I'm the brass knucks and the teeth, the dance time type.
It's no use with you, is it?
Maybe the trouble is my Johnny and I never taught college anywhere and I appreciate the finer things of life. Like looking at a die and taking the rap for a murder she committed.
Johnny didn't tell you that.
Why shouldn't he? He told me everything else, didn't he? You think I fell for that fancy tripe you gave me? Let's have a new story, baby.
I...
You killed him. Why lie?
Because... You must believe me, Rip. It was exactly like I told you.
Except for a few changes.
The struggle with the gun, the only difference.
It was in your hands, not Johnny's.
Yes. Yes, that's the way, Rip. Your way, any way you want. I'm tired. I can't go on anymore. For 3 years now, nearly four, always being threatened by the police. For months now, ever since I came to Stewart's money, hounded every day for more and more money. I could stand Martinelli, but when you turn against me...
How did he cut himself in on this?
I had to talk to somebody when Johnny ran away. I wanted to tell the police that it wasn't murder, that I did it. But I was afraid of what they'd do to me because I hadn't said so before.
So you picked the worst hoodlum in town.
He's always been nice to me. He gave me a job when nobody else would. And he knows about courts, things like that. He said they'd convict me. And offered to get rid of the gun because the mark on the bullet would prove it was one that killed Stewart.
Strike and stay with it.
I felt safe when I'd given him the gun. I never thought about the fingerprints that mine were still on it.
High, fast, and on the inside. Strike two.
You can't hurt me anymore, Rip. I'm going to call the police. Then your Johnny will be cleared. You don't care what happens to me. Well, neither do I. Not anymore.
There's the telephone. I'll miss you, Mike.
Larry, may I have police headquarters, please? The chief, I guess. I'd better speak to the chief. Hello? This is Mrs. So long for things to be like this. Rip, I live by the train tracks. I was a car hop in Texas, a cigarette girl, and a guy's getting fresh. And then I sang. And when Stuart Chandler came along, I thought, but money, the answer. Well, every time I had a chance to find out what it is, somebody's pushed me, pulled the whole thing out from under me. Oh, it's a lovesick world, Rip. I'm tired of it. Tired of being tired. I want to go away. With you. I don't know if it makes sense or if this makes sense. I love you. Does that make sense?
I said a while ago, you do awfully good.
I'll always do awfully good, if you let me.
My bet's on you, kid. I'm wrong about you this time. I'm dead.
You're not wrong about me, Rip. I'll be your girl. I'll be anything. We'll go any place.